The wave of protests that's sweeping across the Middle East has not inspired similar demonstrations in Saudi Arabia, but there have been open calls for change in the oil-rich kingdom. The World's Laura Lynch reports from the capital, Riyadh.
If part of the reason for protests in other Arab nations has been the rising cost of food, the story in Saudi Arabia is a little different. Still, as mother of three, Aman Fahad, drops a few very unripe tomatoes in a plastic bag, she finds cause for concern.
Like, for example, right now the tomatoes, they're about half a dollar a kilo, and they used to be cheaper.
That's about 25 cents a pound. Even though the country imports two-thirds of its food, government subsidies keep prices from climbing even higher, and perhaps keep discontent at bay. Fahad's grocery bill isn't even close to being her biggest complaint. She's a blogger based in Riyadh, and she's been riveted by the protests across the region. She would like to see change in her country. And yet, there are no similar uprisings. Fahad puts it down partly to fear.
When we were growing up, they used to say that the Interior Ministry spies can hear you through the electrical outlets.
Saudi authorities may not be listening in, but both demonstrations and political parties are banned. A group of men was jailed just a few days ago for announcing the formation of a party. Still, Fahad said recently on her blog that everything she reads points to a revolution in her country in the foreseeable future.
I know that our time will come, and I can tell it from the people around me and from what I read and hear that Saudis are getting there too.
When is that foreseeable future? Fahad points to the Facebook pages calling for rallies on March the 11th and March the 20th.
If it doesn't happen by the end of March, I don't think it'll ever happen. Because right now, the enthusiasm is at its height. And people have set dates. And people have courageously put their names down as showing up. And I've never seen that happen before.
Still, veteran activists don't see revolution or significant change happening anytime soon. Mohammed Al-Qahtani was part of a group of more than 100 academics and activists who issued an open statement this weekend calling for sweeping reforms.
That people from outside the country sometimes view it as a mirage, that look, everyone is rich, everyone is has his share in oil, which is not true. There are a small number, small proportion, small segment of the society who are enjoying all the wealth, holding the ultimate authority.
An open letter to King Abdullah may seem tame compared to what's happened in other nations, but petitions are a legal way to voice complaints in Saudi Arabia, and in the last few days, there have been several of them. That's in spite of the $37 billion worth of new financial aid measures announced just last week to help Saudis with unemployment, housing, and education. Al-Qahtani says the additional money is good, but not enough.
I think they are wrong if they think that financial benefit could soothe the people, could calm the people. I think people are yearning toward liberty and freedom.
For now, though, he says they'll continue to petition the king, a king that many Saudis, including Al-Qahtani, genuinely like.
I give the king some credit. You know, at least he listened to the people. And although it's not enough and we're trying to push forward, we want more steps to be taken.
Over the weekend, another online petition appeared, complete with swelling music and a photo of a smiling King Abdullah. It encourages people to sign up in order to show their appreciation for the king. That might be of comfort to the aging monarch, but the government's newfound generosity, along with its efforts to halt small protests a few weeks ago, indicate he's also well aware of the temper of the times in the region. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Riyadh.
I want to tell you that Laura Lynch is blogging from Saudi Arabia. You can read her observations on what's happening in this pivotal part of the Middle East. It's all at theworld.org.